talk me through the moments before the crash?
We were flying. We knew that in the third race of the weekend we were going to be at our lightest and we could get some speed that would match the others. We certainly did that on the opening straight, and I think we were leading at one point. We were in the mix. I think we were fourth by the time things had settled down, and then sort of dropped to the back after a couple of laps. So we were in the mix. We were racing our own race. We took the right lines. We took a corner that we'd taken probably 70 times over this weekend. Unfortunately, as we took off from one wave, we landed on another wave that wasn't so kind to us, and that upset the kilter of the boat, and that's what tipped us.
Talk me through the crash itself, and what was going through your mind as the boat actually left the water and turned over?
It's a weird feeling. There's a high likelihood of these kind of things happening, given that you're racing a boat at that speed in water. So I wouldn't say you're trained for it, but you're trained to be aware of it. We're not strapped in for good reason, so that if these things do happen, we get thrown out. So the second we felt that we'd tipped further than we should have done, we knew what was happening. There was one of those oh moments. Next thing you know, we're in the water. Crash helmet started to fill up with water, so you can see for a bit because you've got that visibility, but then it's quite uncomfortable when the thing starts to fill up. Life jackets kick in instantly, so what seems like an eternity was about probably 2 or 3 seconds. I came up, visor off, could breathe, no problem. Shouted over to Jono, "You okay?" He said, "Yeah." Then complained that his leg was hurting, so I sort of swam over to him, and before we knew it, the safety crew, who were superb, by the way, were there with us, just making sure all was okay.
When that moment things changed, do you actually see the boat turning? Do you actually see yourself in the air or underwater? Can you actually experience that moment?
It's locked in my mind at the moment. In what probably took about a second, it takes a lot longer in my head. You know it's happening. There's nothing you can do about it. So whilst we're flipping over, next thing you know, we're out, we're in the water. Then you're disorientated, so you don't really know where you are. You come up, and we just saw sort of the boat, well, quite a few metres away from us, to be honest. We had kill cords on, so as soon as we're thrown out, it cuts the engine. It's a safety feature, so, you know, the boat just stopped. And, yeah, it was just sort of, it was okay. It was, we sort of, you know what to expect. And it was relatively calm after the end of that. Yeah.
Once you established there was a problem with John O'Searby, was there a level of panic about the condition he was in, the state he was in?
No, we were just having a chat. It was clear he was in pain. Bizarrely, at that point, I wasn't. So, you know, it was just waiting for the safety guys to turn up. And it's weird. I think the last thing you need to do in those situations is panic. I'm not a panicker by nature, and I'm glad I didn't yesterday, because I think that's when things go wrong. But we're two pretty level-headed guys, and, yeah, we looked out for each other.
On reflection, you've come to this completely as a novice. You were racing against professionals in this sport with very little training. Do you think it was foolhardy, looking back, to actually go into this in the way you did with so little training and experience?
No, I don't. Three of the teams that were racing over the weekend, they were in our shoes this time last year. You know, you've got to start somewhere. It's an amateur sport, so in terms of professionals, they don't really exist, certainly not in the UK anyway. There's a high level of training that you need to achieve, and we did that, we exceeded it. The only way you get experience is by racing, and yeah, it's unfortunate what happened. We didn't plan for it, but it happens a lot in this kind of racing. You know, water moves, tarmac doesn't, and sometimes things are just out of your control.
You talked about racing at other events, including Plymouth. Where are you now in terms of that?
I'm looking at how we get to Plymouth in the quickest possible route. It's a long way. The boat will dry. The engine will dry out. There's, you know, some rewiring that might need to be done, but that's all covered. And the guys are looking at it now. And we're on for Plymouth. You know, whether we're all fit and healthy and in a position to pilot and drive it or not is one thing. But, you know, the idea was to get Hull's profile raised using these events, and we're going to continue to do that. So I'll be in Plymouth no matter what, whether I'm sitting in it or cheering it on. We're definitely going.
How about Jono? What's his state of mind in terms of racing in the future?
We spoke about this a lot beforehand because we know the potential of things like this happening. We spent many a night and good few hours in cars travelling up and down to Southampton talking about it. It's like falling off a bike. The quicker you get back on, the quicker you continue riding. And that's no different for either of us. Spoke to him this morning. We've reflected on it. If it was something fundamental that we'd done, it might be different, but it wasn't. We were racing our race. We just hit the wrong wave. Anyone could have done that. So the sooner we're back in that boat, the better, and we'll improve.